The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's our hump day edition here at 12 noon Central Time, where we are on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. By the way, we're looking for Wayne Elliott here. In the meantime, if you spend $300 and get $20 off your order, if you order Strauss Naturals, he's going to be on the show. We got a lot of stuff to cover. As a matter of fact, I've got my hot little hand right here for those of you watching us in streaming video. This is a 3.4 fluid ounce bottle of the original flavor of the Strauss Hard Drops. And see, they come in two sizes. The other one is the 7.6 fluid ounce, and I'm holding a bladder support right here. I take that as well. And so, you know, and all men should be looking at the prostate support. Here's a large bottle of that. And so, you know, this helps keep you up. This is the spearmint flavor, and this is also a spearmint flavor. So, you know, understand that Strauss, I have a lot of friends of mine that, you know, are very paranoid and panicky about having to go see a cardiologist. And as we've explained before about Strauss Heart products, the bigger problem is being able to maintain a healthy heart. And this is one of the reasons why we've got the special going on right now, is because you can spend $300 and get $20 off your order for Strauss Naturals. And that's a good thing. So anyway, aside from that, moving back into everything that's been happening here, D-Day is tomorrow. And for those of you that want to have comments on what we just discussed, I did mention, you know, when I was talking about what happened, you know, because they always come up with these jokes about the few, the proud, the dead on the beach. And not to be disrespectful, because I serve too, but understand that, you know, Hollywood has made movie after movie after movie, and movies about airplanes and movie about airplane, and, you know, made, you know, one-liners out of airplane, and, you know, it's a whole different kind of flying altogether. And then the whole group says it's a whole different kind of flying. So anyway, back to D-Day, Saving Private Ryan. The reason I brought it up was because it looked like at the very first part of this, when they landed on the beachheads and they opened up the troop carriers, German pillboxes opened up on them. And I mean, it looked like they were just like dropping dead all over the place. Everybody in the front literally was like ambushed, according to what the movie showed, while they were still in the troop carrier. They didn't have a chance to get off. And they were just, you know, riddled with a hail of bullets. So, you know, it's kind of a strange thing, and it kind of sent an eerie chill down your spine. And of course, when you look at movies like this, it really sends a strong message. Now, whether it was real or not, according to what Jared was telling us, it literally it gave you chills. And the first half hour probably was very right on. They obviously did their research on it, because they have to for the movie, to make sure that, you know, they don't over exaggerate. Now, some of these, because they have to have the shoot 'em up factor, this becomes a problem. So, you know, sometimes they get a little carried away. But I'm glad we had him on. The book is called Into the Cold Blue: My World War II Journeys with the Mighty 8th Air Force. And again, if you go to thepowerhour.com and you click on the tab there under guests, that book is there, and you can buy it, and we get a little bit of money that helps keep us on the air and helps them as well. So, you know, food for thought about World War II. You know, if you were around, you would have planted a victory garden, and there's nothing wrong with doing that. So Wayne is going to be joining us here shortly. I think he's in transit trying to get to a phone. So we'll move on to things that are going on right now. The Hunter Biden gun trial is going on right now in Delaware. The one thing we do know, that Hunter Biden's laptop is real. We know that. So anyway, see, they were trying to tell us that, you know, this is all a joke, right? And so the FBI finally had to come out during the trial and mention this. Kind of scary, isn't it? So, yeah, we don't know. I mean, he did meth and he applied for a gun. I mean, this is what they're saying. And a lot of you are skeptical of the fact that since he is a the son of the president, that it is possible that he's going to get a go pass at some point in time. They're doing this because it's another piece of political theater. And this could be a problem. So if you have questions or comments, the phone lines are open right now, 844-769-2944. When you get to the studio line, press 1, and that will get you into, because you got to get past the prompts first. And it was really funny, too, when we were talking about all these calls that come in that are unwanted calls, spam calls. And right after we get done with that conversation and start talking about that, all of a sudden we get inundated with spam calls. It's amazing what the other side will do when they're trying to shut you up so you can't get the truth out. Crazy, isn't it? Okay. Back to Strauss Naturals. Wayne Elliott joins us. How are you, sir?
Always well, buddy. How are you?
Well, working. Are you out of breath?
Sorry. I wasn't...
Excuse me. Sounds like we're breaking. Sounds like we're breaking up there, Wayne.
I wouldn't be surprised. The cell service in our area has just been horrible the last couple of weeks. I'm sitting still now. Can you hear me, Dave?
I sure can. Have you been traveling?
No, but I'm about to do a 3 to 5 month travel.
Oh, my. Well, are you going to take your travel bug drops with you?
Well, you bet. I'll be taking lots of that stuff. I'm going to do a 35-state run, do demos, lectures, visit stores. And I'll leave next month, and I'll be home for Christmas.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, so I guess you're going to be going through a lot of travel bug drops. See, here's the thing, folks. It's besides, I was reading this really weird article about sand holes. And if you're going to visit the beach, you still need that. But don't dig holes in the sand any deeper than maybe your knees or whatever, or the deep as the smallest person in your party, because we've been hearing reports about sand collapses. Have you heard about stuff like that up in Canada?
No, but geez, I was in South Florida, Dave. This got and died there right on the beach. And,
yeah, that's
horrible.
Yeah, a girl from Indiana. Yeah,
yeah. Sand, and her brother was any scary. Soil is dangerous. That's why the road crews have these places that hold bank back, so they don't get, But sand's the next thing, like water. It runs, you know, you can't hold sand unless you retain it. So that was a crying shame. I think that little boy was 6 or 7.
And, well, she was 7, he was 9. That's what happened.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was reading that story, and it's kind of scary because they got police tape all around where they went in, and apparently they were digging a sand hole. So, you know, the travel bug drops, they're safe for kids and adults, and they're multifunctional liquid drops designed for people to go to help support a healthy immune system and stomach function. I mean, it's good for upset stomach, nausea, and motion sickness. And if you ever had to ride in the back of a car, and you probably remember that if you were growing up, if you ever rode in the back of one of those grocery getters, those station wagons, and they had the seats that faced the rear, those of you that were riding in those things probably got upset stomach and nausea quite a bit, right?
Well, you know what else I love about that travel bug? Health Canada, Dave, insisted that Strauss put on the bottle that it's good for upper respiratory. Now,
really?
You know, the company wasn't even thinking about that. They were thinking about motion sickness. How about morning sickness for our ladies? I have a daughter-in-law that, my goodness, she suffers all. She's had 3 babies, suffers all 9 months, never stops with the sickness and vomiting. I always wondered how the babies could be nourished to get born healthy, but they did. And so it's approved for expecting mothers and children, this travel bug. And that's unusual in the natural medicine business. Just love that, especially for after watching my own daughter-in-law suffer three times for 9 months. You know, this is just the cat's meow. I was just so glad Strauss came out with this formula. And again, like everything from Strauss, Dave, it works, and it's your satisfaction is guaranteed. So you can't be unhappy and be without your money both, you know?
Yep, for sure. Well,
it's
I know
one
these
or the
are
other.
The, yep. The spear, the travel bug drops, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, are spearmint flavored, much like the prostate support. I've got a bottle of it right here in my hand. This is the 7.6-ounce size that I got from Strauss. And so you can get these at the Power Mall right now, and it would be very easy if you were to go out and buy a combination of the Strauss drops, the bladder drops, the heart drops, and get everything that that I have here, cardio support. We talked about this last time on the show. The cardio support supplies additional help with your circulatory system. And I think
it's really designed, Dave, the cardio support, for two things. One of them, I suffered twice, irregular heartbeat, arrhythmia. I had supraventricular tachycardia, and boy, oh boy, in 3 months, with the cardio support years ago, I had no more irregular heartbeat and didn't have it till I got myocarditis last summer, a year ago, and my heartbeat went crazy again. And that's all I took again was the cardio support. I've decided, Dave, I'm staying on it with the heart drops and some other vitamins, minerals, and so forth. I'm just going to stay on that cardio for life. The other thing that the cardio support is for is to help your body rebuild damaged heart cells. So it's a two punch formula, if you will, and it's fabulous. And I can't tell you, Dave, the number of football players. I was a football player. I can't tell you the number of friends and chums and teammates that have got irregular heartbeats. See, our heart is a pump. And if you're into weightlifting, heavy weightlifting for a long time, or you're a down lineman in football, where it's that your heart just torques right up to the max every play as you're pushing against another 200 or 300 pound fella. And so we wear our hearts out, football players do. And down linemen that play more than 4 years after high school, play football, by average live 10 years shorter than the average man. The average lifespan for a football player that played high school and college, whether he played any pro or not, if you played four, this is the statistic, you played 4 years more than high school, the average age span for them is 65, not 75. And I've watched some sad stories, some of the strongest men I've ever met, that they oftentimes have the I can't think of the damn device now that put in your chest, a pacemaker. And I watched some very sad endings for these men that were strong as towers in their life. And the one fella, his heart couldn't take the water off his blood, and he would sit there, and if you talked to him for 20 minutes, he had a pool on the floor of water around each foot. The water came out of his legs. He only made it till 61, but he played pro ball 21 years as a middle guard. He was lineman of the century for the pro team in Hamilton, Ontario. And so it's a pump. We have our heart's a pump. It's the same size whether you're 100 pounds or 300 pounds. You only have that little pump a little bigger than your fist, or if you got a big fist, a little smaller than your fist. And it has to do all this work. So heavy weightlifting, playing football, these are all things. Jim Strauss said to me 20 years ago, football and heavy weights, bodybuilding are stupid sports. And I said, what do you mean by that, Jim? And he rarely raised his voice, David, but he did that day, and he said, because we're not horses. And, you know, he was right. The statistics back him up. I've tried to talk to some of my friends that are my age, 70, that are still doing heavy weight workouts. And had some heart issues, and I've just pleaded with them that, geez, lighten up. You know, you're not a horse, and you're 70 now. So that cardio support, fabulous. Of course, Heart Drops, that's the flagship product, world famous, saved my life 30 years ago, and I believe saved my life with that myocarditis last year, Dave. Had I not had a strong heart, I just believe with all my heart, I was a goner last May, June. And
yeah, well, see, and that's something I wanted to ask you about, Wayne, because of the fact that when we're talking about myocarditis, this is a common symptom of people that got the jab, and pericarditis, myocarditis, and you got it last year. And of course, that people are still, and this is something that we talked about on the show before, they are still shedding. It is real. I mean, you walk in and somebody's sick, they got a cold, and next thing you know, you got a cold. I mean, how do we know? You know, it's been confirmed by several major doctors that shedding is real. And if you're around people who shed and you end up with myocarditis, you have to look at the people around you and go, okay, where could I have gotten this from? I might have spike proteins in my system. And this
well,
is something
how,
that
what I'm
it's
convinced
bothered
of for myself, Dave. As you know, yeah. I did not get vaccinated. I made a decision early on because our Canadian government, they got pretty wild with the demands. There was that big truckers convoy in Ottawa in our capital and all kinds of things. And in the end of the day, in my opinion, we weren't near as smart as you Americans because about 60% of you got vaccinated. 90% of Canadians did. Now, lots of them didn't want to, Dave. They were forced to with their jobs. Lots of them I know that did not want to, but it was make a living or don't make a living. And so they chose and got it. But I didn't. And that's what shocked me about me getting myocarditis. I had heard about this shedding, and I didn't know whether to believe it or not. Well, I believe I know the day I got it. I play golf most Saturdays with these fellas I've known all my life, since grade 8. And the one fella got his vaccine the day before the COVID vaccine. And he came out golfing on the Saturday with us. Well, he only did about, so there we are in golf carts, and I'm close to him for, I'd say he lasted about an hour and a half. And he was sweating, and he didn't look good, and he said to the other three of us fellas, I'm sick, I have to go. Now,
oh my.
I spent an hour and a half, Dave, within a couple of feet of him. And so that's when I became convinced, since I didn't get the vaccination, and most people that got myocarditis did get the vaccination, that's when I became a believer in this shedding business. I mean, I didn't get it, and yet I got the myocarditis. And boy, I want to tell you, folks, that's no joke. You don't want it. You don't want that inflammation of the heart. Dave, I sat in that easy chair, and the walk to my closest bathroom, washroom, was 10 paces, short paces. And by the time I walked those, I'm talking about 15 feet here from my easy chair to the bathroom. And by the time I got to the bathroom, my heartbeat was going over 200 beats a minute.
Oh,
it wasn't
sakes.
Really beating. It was fluttering, and I couldn't breathe. You know, your blood carries everything, including your oxygen, of course. And when it was fluttering and not pumping, well, I wasn't getting the oxygen. And I have to admit, I hate to say this, especially around family, but for 10 days or so, I didn't know I'd make it. And I never was sick like that in my life. I've had such a healthy life. My goodness, I never missed. I've had the flu maybe 3 times and off a day, Dave. So I'd say I missed 3 days and 53 years of work because of sickness. But that myocarditis, that took me down. I even had to quit doing the radio for a couple of months because, well, I couldn't breathe. It was horrible. It was horrible. So it's no joke, and I'm so thankful for the Strauss products. And even through that, Dave, I think I've told you this before on the radio show, three folks that work for our companies, their children got it. 18-year-old young hockey player boy, 20-year-old young man, a 30-year-old young woman. They were all children of people that work with us. And they were in 3 different hospitals, 2 famous ones in Hamilton, Ontario. That's the medical center of Canada, is Hamilton, Ontario, my hometown. And one was in Welland, in the town next to us. So 3 different hospitals. Those 3 kids were on 3 different sets of drugs, not one drug common between the 3 of them. And I just said to myself, I didn't blame doctors, but up until the COVID and the vaccine, myocarditis was so rare. I've had doctors tell me that they might have seen it once a year, once every other year. and now they're seeing several a week. So, you know, I'm convinced the vaccine had something to do with it. And
well, I think we all are. Wayne, I think it was a bioweapon. And it, see, you basically, because of the fact that I did not get the jab, my wife did not get the jab, we all saw it coming. My rude awakening, like I've told this audience before, was when I was driving past this golf club in Florida and watching lines of cars just drive underneath tents to get jabs and then sit there with the ambulance units for a half an hour to make sure that, you know, nothing was adverse was going to happen. So they knew something was going to happen. And then these people were let loose into the community. Many of them elderly, many of them ended up in hospitals. Many of them ended up dead. And they didn't know about Strauss products. Yeah.
You know what got me, Dave, when I'm very confused about this. I never heard of myocarditis before. Of course, we didn't ever hear of COVID till it happened. And so there was all kinds of talk from people in the know, afraid that these were immune-changing drugs, altering our immune system. So all I did was I went on the Moderna website. That was one of the vaccine manufacturers.
Right.
And so help me God, I should drop dead while I'm talking to you on your program, Dave, if this isn't true. I didn't even get a paragraph into it on their website about the Moderna vaccine. And here's what it said. I can always quote it because I'll never forget it. It teaches your immune cells to act differently. Focused on SARS-CoV, you see. Well, how about all the other Schedule A diseases, Dave, like cancer? I mean, high blood pressure. There's endless Schedule A diseases. That means diseases can kill you. Dehydration's a Schedule A disease. How about all those that your immune system's supposed to protect you against? And Moderna's website said exactly what I just said. You can look it up yourself. It teaches your immune cells to act differently. Now, from what Strauss taught me, Dave, that's genetic modification.
Yep.
And my personal belief is, and I hate to say this, my goodness, 60% of the people listening to your show probably got vaccinated. 90% of Canadians did. But your immune cells don't need to be changed, Dave. The Creator had everything perfect, you know, had everything perfect. And first of all, there was no man-made chemical drugs or any other man-made chemicals when we were created. They just didn't exist.
That's
we
right.
have a liver. The Creator put a liver in us to be a good filter and do all kinds of 200 other functions. But anyway, when I read that, I said, oh, my God, how can they deny it? This is their own words.
It is.
I never even went on the Pfizer one. Never even read about Pfizer's or Johnson's and Johnson's. I didn't. I stopped right there, and I said, my God. And I realized, Dave, that unlike you and I, most folks have limited exposure, if you will, to health and certainly to natural medicine and nature. Nature has everything perfect, Dave. Everything is perfect in nature. Everything
is
perfect. There's nothing identical. There's no two flowers alike, no two giraffes, no two snowflakes alike. And that's where we get our strength from. It's biodiversity.
And that's right.
I'm scared to death that nowhere near the worst has been seen yet. This is just my opinion, folks. I'm just giving you my opinion.
Wayne, there's no fear-mongering here, and I get it. You know, we've all, and I preach this ever since I started my radio show in Florida back in 20 when this happened. There was nothing stopping me, and people were going, where's your mask? And I'm going, I think we're being a little childish here. You don't need a mask. I said, if a sneeze can go right through a mask and if a sneeze can impenetrate that mask, you're inhaling all this stuff and you're going to get sicker because you're wearing the mask, you know, and I started doing the research. You'd already been in the research. So, you know, we were looking for ways to do the immune support, which is another one of the Strauss heart drops that we carry now is immune support in the 3.4 fluid ounce size. That and the cold storm, we haven't talked about that before. Could you elaborate on those?
Well, they're fabulous, as is the smooth oregano, Dave. Powerful, powerful, powerful. You know how powerful and hot oregano tastes. Well, it's powerful. And I love the Strauss smooth oregano because never in my life was I able to take oil of oregano. First, it burned my mouth, burned my tongue, and then I would have heartburn from it. I tried three times, and I said, this is just not for me. I can't do it. When they came out with that smooth oregano, and boy, does it work. I believe I had yeast when I first tried it, and that wouldn't be surprising. I'm like the original Cookie Monster. I love that stuff, and I ate tons of it, Dave, tons of it. Wow. I was a football player, and my dad said I ate like I was going to the electric chair. I had a huge appetite for a guy who I had a huge appetite for a guy who wasn't 400 pounds, I'll tell you. And I ate a lot of those sweets, and so I believe I had yeast. Boy, oh boy, I was in Kamloops when I first tried the smooth oregano. Does it work? You will know it's working, because if you've got yeast or any of those other little nasties inside you, they're coming out. Your body, and when your body kills those creatures, it wants them out. So, Garrett, where will you be heading? To the bathroom. And as with all poisons, Dave, whether it's plaque in your arteries, whether it's liver plugged up, toxins, we're supposed to have 30 pounds of toxins in each of the average of us. 30 pounds. So Jim Stroh used to say death starts in the colon. If you can't get rid of your waste and toxins, it's a problem. You know, constipation is a huge problem, huge problem. You take these herbal formulas, you will not be constipated. You do need to drink enough water. There's no doubt about that. Your sinus needs it. Your whole body needs it. You're 62% water. So you got to have enough water. But you, if you take supplements, the full spectrum minerals, and you take these Stroh's formulas, you won't be constipated. And, Dave, if you're going to lose 5 or 10 pounds, isn't poison and toxins the best 5 or 10 pounds to lose?
Exactly. I agree.
How many ladies would stay in the kitchen if they never took the garbage out?
That's nobody. Right. That's right.
So our bodies are no different. We're meant to have clean bodies. And now with our foods all being 93% of them being genetically modified or containing GMOs, and then all the chemicals that all our foods are sprayed with and chemical fertilizers, Dave, there's never been a more important time. If we aren't doing some of these things, I'm sorry, but you don't have a chance for the long run. You just don't. Our foods aren't doing it for us anymore. The soil's depleted. If the minerals that nature put in that soil isn't there, it can't go into the vegetables. If it isn't in the vegetables, we don't get it. Simple as that. And I'm not trying to sell. Stroh doesn't make vitamins and minerals, so I'm not trying to make a sale here. But I really think folks should do what I do and get on a good full-spectrum mineral so you get what you're meant to have. There's the brand I use, in case anybody's interested, is the Now brand. But there's other brands, I'm sure, and I've taken them for years. And I just think it's a smart thing to do. You know, our government is not looking after us. You know, Health Canada said 10 years ago, geez, corn's not good for you. It used to be a staple. Now it's not. Well, that's because it's not corn. It's man-made corn, Dave.
Yeah, there you go. GMO, all the ways to alter the system. Wayne, thanks so much for your call. Fred Jaszewski joins us after the bottom of the hour break here in the Power Mall. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, Come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, where we are in this hump day edition of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you and Fred Dyshevsky. You know what really amazes me, sir, is every time I hear that commercial, there you are. I just said the timing just couldn't be better. You know,
I'm like Beetlejuice. You say my name three times and I appear.
There you are. See, it's just amazing, folks. You know, we got to talk about the economy because that's one of the things that everybody's worried about. That and the southern border. That is killing the Democratic administration here, which it needs to be killed off. These people need to be voted out of office because they're not fiscally responsible. And this is some of the things that we're going to be talking about here as far as the value of the dollar, the economy, and what happens when they keep spending like sailors in a strip club. It's a real problem that we're having right now. And of course, there is some scare tactics out there. I've run across several websites right now that are literally promoting the fact that silver is becoming scarce. Gold's going to go through the roof. You know, silver, where are we over 30 in silver still, Fred?
Right flat at 30. We actually had the first dip below 30 this week, and I was waiting for that because it had run from about 26 to 32 without a break, and that's a little unnatural. So in all the years I've been watching the prices for the metals, I have noticed they tend to ratchet their way up and then pull back a little, and they get a little higher, and, you know, we see those trends. And we'd had this recent run, which was pretty interesting. broke that $30 mark on silver, hit 32. The same thing with gold. We hit 2,400. It's pulled back a little bit, so we're in the mid-2,300 mark on gold, and right at $30 flat on silver again. So both metals are looking extremely attractive. I have heard a lot about these stories of shortages. You know, in the 40 years I've been doing this, I can't tell you how many times that's come up and turned out to be non-events. Although for periods of time, this is an odd industry because we are dealing in physical products. So every once in a while, you know, we do find it's a little tricky to get particular things that you would not think are hard to find because they're more common. Having dealt with a lot of extremely rare coins that are, you know, honestly one of a kind, I can understand if I can't find one of those. But when it gets to a point where you can't get quantities of generic dimes and quarters and half dollars before 1964, that's a whole different scenario. And it's been a little haphazard, but I would say overall, that's probably more hype than substance.
Yeah, I know. That's why I like my Franklin half dollar, which I'm holding up on the screen right now. And see, you can tell. Hold on. I'm going to let you listen to it. See, now that does not sound like a regular coin hitting the floor, does it?
Yeah, you can ping those if you know how to do that off your thumb. The silver ones will ping. It's like crystal. Huh. You actually get a resonance out of it that you don't get from clad, which just thumps. Like if you hit glass, it's the same type of thing. It's actually one of the cheap ways to test whether it's pure silver or pure gold. It'll ping off your finger if it is the pure metal.
Interesting. See, and this is the thing. Thank God we're not sitting here like the farm report, feeder pigs and slaughter steers up a quarter. I mean, see, the thing is those are expendable items. Those literally can die on you. I mean, if something goes around, I mean, we're talking about bird flu transmitting to cows. I mean, all this, you know, these commodities can go away. These commodities are liquid. These things that I'm holding in my hand right here, these are solid. These have what we call intrinsic value, which is opposed to the dollar bill, which has extrinsic value. And the only reason it does is because we, the people, say it has extrinsic value and we can use it to trade, even though it is a Federal Reserve note. Would that be a fair statement, Fred Dostoevsky?
No, that's more than fair. You know, in the end, it comes down to the ultimate user. So if there's an end user, you can have value. And for example, with the U.S. dollar, really the fundamentals come down to the fact that taxpayers know that the Treasury Department, the IRS, will accept payment in the form of these U.S. dollars. So we have an end home for them. And that was actually part of the system built in when the fiat money system was first established. You had to have a way to pull the money back out. Otherwise, you're just printing money into an economy. You need to kind of funnel it back out in the back end. And that was the purpose for income taxes and taxes of those sorts. It's not really because they looked at it as a need for government to add capital and revenue. They needed a funnel to make sure that we didn't overinflate the value of money simply by printing it one way and pumping it into the economy. And, you know, we talk about the inflation rate. It is beginning to slow down a little bit. That's what they like to call disinflation. So inflation's still going up, but going up a little slower. And they're looking at that because, again, everybody's trying to game out the idea of how soon would the Fed begin to lower rates. And here we are. We're in June, and I've held since January. We weren't going to see any rate cuts anytime in the first part of the year, and I didn't think we'd see them till third quarter, if at all. And here we are now. We're halfway through the year. I don't think we're any closer to a rate drop than we were in January because inflation remains, the new word now, sticky, and it just simply will not go away.
So, you know, are we looking at stagflation if they don't do something with these interest rates?
Well, stagflation is an economy that's stuck and just stalled, and they're still adding money into the supply. That's a really bad economic environment to have because, like what we were just saying, where you're pulling money back out of the system, if it is a stagflation type of economic environment, you know, you're just not getting the growth in the economy at all to suck up or absorb any of this capital. Because you can kind of get rid of some of the printing of money if the economy will expand. And this is the game that they're playing, and it's kind of weird. But, you know, imagine you're dealing with this lever, and you're looking at the way the economy is rolling, and you're saying, okay, if it's not moving fast enough, we have a lever here, and we can adjust that. We'll make money available to the public cheaper, stimulate economic activity, get the economy rolling forward, and, you know, grow the GDP. And if the opposite is true, if it is growing what they would consider too fast and creating too much inflation, well, we can move the lever the other way, raise interest rates, and that will hopefully slow down the economy. And the Fed is now on the tightrope. You know, it's trying to say, well, we think it's time, and the public is sort of leaning toward we want the lower rate, but the Fed is afraid of looking stupid. You know, they don't want to turn around, drop the rates today, and then a month from now realize that inflation has not gone away, and they have to actually raise rates again to fight it back. So they are struggling with all of the economic data that comes out and trying to find this balance point. I just don't think they're going to come to a significant decision anytime soon.
Well, see, and we had a story on yesterday that was talking about these zero down mortgages. Are you familiar with that?
Yep. Here we go again.
This is scary stuff, folks. This is the stuff that happened in 2003, 2004, and you could go out and you could literally, it got really bad in 2006 and seven, and then 2008, everything started to fall apart. We had the financial collapse. We're already experiencing a restaurant apocalypse because all these restaurants are closing. But the big thing now is they have come out, this particular mortgage company has come out with a way to get a zero down mortgage. And what they do is they will actually finance the down payment. You get up to $15,000. You don't have to pay it back unless you sell the home. However, if the value, because the market is tanking in certain areas, and if you were to take on a loan like this, even though you're making monthly payments, if the value of your house drops and you have to end up paying that $15,000 back, you're stuck in your house and there's no way out of that. You're upside down in your mortgage right out of the gate as soon as it drops. I mean, this is the danger of all this, is it not?
It absolutely is. So if you think about the bank's point of view, if you have a, let's just say, a $500,000 house and they loan you X percent against it, they presume the value of that house is going to remain stable or go up. If it goes down, they have now loaned you money against an asset that's worth less than the original loan, and they may again be forced to adjust or call in the loan or force you to come up with additional money. You know, do you remember the ninja loans?
Oh, yeah. No job, no income, no assets. Oh, yeah. Right?
Exactly. So, you know, that exacerbated the problem because effectively they just turned their blind eye to the idea. It didn't matter whether you really were qualified for a loan or not, because the bank writing the loan knew that within 24 hours they could sell the mortgage off to one of the larger institutions that are absorbing all the mortgages, which is how Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae ended up with a huge percentage of all the mortgages owned by Americans are now under their control because of this nonsense that they instituted. The idea was, you know, encourage home ownership. Well, that's all well and good, but you don't want to loan money to people that can't afford to make payments because you're not really helping them. So they move into homes and then they have to move out, or there's foreclosures. And, you know, the real estate market is beginning to slow down a bit because mortgage rates have gone up. We seem to have hit a resistance point at over the 7% mark where, remember, just a couple of years ago, when the mortgage rates were so low, 3.5%, 4%, 30-year money, you know, people were just going crazy. And real estate prices naturally then were on a tear. But now we're beginning to see a little pushback. So we will have resistance as rates go up. And this is part of the problem that the Fed has to deal with. They have to incorporate, you know, how much is the real estate market slowing down? Does that give us room then to not have to raise rates because it's doing the job for us? There are a lot of things involved here that can get complicated for people.
Right. Well, I mean, you've studied psychology, political science, and economics. And I mean, fear, do you think fear right now is driving the markets?
Always is. Fear of loss is actually more of a motivator than gain. And, you know, fear of missing out is another one of these motivational factors that we find. You know, a lot of people just don't know what to make of the current economy because when things break, they seem to happen quickly, but they are ugly. You know, it's not like a minor crack anymore. When things fall apart, they tend to get really ugly really fast and affect a huge number of people. So no one wants to be positioned and realize that they were in one of those areas that was about to implode and should have gotten out. So, you know, for those people that have learned the lessons, I think diversification to me over the 40 years that I've been involved in dealing with things like this has been probably the most successful tool that anybody can utilize because at least it'll even out any potential problems that come up. I know the European Central Bank, for example, is probably close to lowering rates this week, and the Fed is sitting there kind of behind the curve. And we're wondering whether or not we are waiting too long to drop rates because we don't want the public, you know, stalling out in economic growth, especially coming into an election year where, you know, now the Fed has to try to play the game that they're not political. And everybody's trying to say, well, you know, if they time the interest rate drops properly, they could end up definitely influencing the results of an election. So the Fed is kind of watching out for not appearing political and trying to make their judgments based solely on economic numbers. Again, that's a rather tricky tightrope to walk. So we expect an awful lot of volatility going forward. But, you know, look at what's happened to gold and silver just this year. We're still now at about a 30% higher spot price for silver than January 1 and about 15 or 16% on gold. We've actually surpassed what I expected in January to see at some point this year. I think you would ask me just to speculate. And I think silver then was 25, 26. I said we probably should see $30 silver and, you know, $2,300 gold because it was barely over 2,000. And here we are now looking for gold closer to, you know, pushing to 2,400 again. And silver at $30 is rather interesting. I expect
it is
a lot more to come.
Oh, wow. So see, this is the time, folks. If you've got a couple of grand laying around, I realize some of you don't, but if you do, this is the time to think about it. If you can break away, and I don't like telling people to cash in their 401ks or their pensions, because if they do that, they get taxed on that.
And penalties.
Yeah, and penalties and everything else. And so that's not a real smart move. But I mean, if you've got any extra saved up and you can get a hold of Fred at 800-878-2646 and have a chat with him. And you may have some I don't like playing the markets anymore. People, if you have the opportunity to get out of the markets, is that a good thing?
Well, I've always been a fan of, like I said, diversifying. So I don't know necessarily that you have to be out of the market, but I need to recommend that you do have protection if you are in it. Because we have to be careful about sudden changes that can be dramatic in those markets that you have no control over. You know, we've seen how quickly it unravels if it does. So I'm, you know, looking at the real world and saying, well, you know, if you have a large portfolio, you need to have it in multiple areas for different reasons. You know, you don't churn gold and silver coins quickly. It's not a short-term play. I've never recommended that. I believe it's a long-term process, 5 years or longer. But for those people that like to trade in and out, stocks are much more appropriate for that. And I think it's okay to have some money, you know, in the markets, including the stock market, as long as you have some physical protection. And I do put these things into different categories, you know, and as you kind of pointed out, the single most important thing about gold and silver is its physical nature. It's an actual real thing. You've got your Franklin half dollar. It's a physical item. You can touch it. You can hold it. And again, it will represent true value, as other things are subject to much more quick changes in their market, create market abilities to be turned back into money. And I do wonder whether or not the public is really seeing what's happening out there with clear eyes, or whether they're lulled into the sense of security, you know, by the idea that, oh, this is going up and that's going up. And, you know, we're seeing all this activity. I just, again, have to recommend that people be smart enough to recognize the serious flaws in paper money systems, and it requires a physical hedge.
Well, see, and that's the paper money system, because they took us off the gold standard. We no longer can use silver certificates and redeem them for silver. So the bigger thing is it is a fiat currency system, and that people are not aware of this need to, you know, read that Jekyll Island book by G. Edward Griffin. You know, if you don't understand that, or modern money mechanics put out by the Chicago Fed, I mean, these are all papers that have been put out that, I mean, that's free history for you folks. And this is one of the reasons why we have Fred on the show, because he's been so into the economic cycle of things. He sees all these things. And the beauty about this is, too, because he was talking about trading in and out and thinking you're going to make a profit off this, you know, but there's still this thing to consider. It's called a premium, but the premiums are still low, aren't they?
On the silver coins and the more generic gold coins, it is remarkable to me that the premiums have remained as low and tight to silver and gold prices as they are. And this has been a virtue of a lot of the people taking profit. So what's happened is you had silver that had run so quickly that people who had put a lot of money into it at 25 or 26 were suddenly looking at a $32 price. Well, that afforded them an opportunity to take some money off the table. So you have some people that are trading in and out. Some of the larger investors that do that are not necessarily individuals. There's sometimes the larger hedge funds and things of that nature. And they will buy and sell and, you know, utilize the movement in the market to take advantage of any opportunity to clear a little profit. But with that multitude of sellers taking quick gains, a lot of product moves both forward and backward through the industry. And this is what's kept the premiums tight. It's not going to go on forever, but it is a wonderful opportunity for those that like to accumulate, both because we've had finally this little dip in the silver price and gold price, and because these premiums do remain so low, it's one of the better times to accumulate, even though the price has gone up.
Right. Now, you also, there was news headlines out talking about various countries that are starting to buy up surplus precious metals. Have you gotten the lowdown on that?
It has been huge. Almost every central bank worldwide has been adding to its physical gold reserves at a faster pace than any time in history, and they don't seem to be ending that process. And that tells me certain things. You know, one of them is a lack of confidence in their own currency, and I think that's something we should pay attention to. You know, if they don't feel comfortable enough to keep their own money in their own currency and they're looking for an alternative and they're not doing it by buying another currency, you know, which was traditional, instead they're taking physical possession of actual gold and silver. I find that rather interesting. And I think the public should follow that line of thinking.
I think they should. That's, it's kind of like warning signs that are, you know, on the wall, but nobody's paying attention, which is one of the reasons why mainstream media will not dwell on this sort of thing. Now, you, speaking of gold, you acquired some MS65 St. Gaudens.
Yes, I've been looking carefully for any time I can buy things close to metal value that normally are not. And the spreads between the circulated coins, again, if we look at the scale of coin grading, we go from a 1 to a 70. And the circulated ones, they go up to just under the number of 60. Those are slightly circulated, like a 58 or 55. You go all the way down to like a 25 or a 15, and that's a really worn out coin. But the difference in price between the very lowest and the MS65 is maybe a couple of $100 right now. It is remarkable, because it used to be $1,000 or $1,500 a part. So this compression, like the accordion squeezed in that persists currently in the market, has given us an opportunity to offer MS65 Saints, the St. Gaudens $20 gold coins, and Mint State 65. And these are not just average 65s. These are coins that we hand-selected out of the ones already graded to pick the bright, lustrous ones. And they're available at around $3,000 a coin. You know, and if you were just buying a run-of-the-mill circulated 20, they're $2,700, $2,800. So the difference in money is almost non-existent to be able to move up that high in the grading scale. So I took advantage of that, and I think that's a wonderful opportunity for those that want to add gold.
So is this something that the $3,000 for the price of the coin does not include the premium?
It includes everything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Delivered, shipped, graded, certified.
Amazing.
No fees for credit card purchases, everything inclusive. And again, I would recommend this to people that are looking to get started, or for those people that are looking to build on their position. Because again, I'm convinced that this opportunity where these premiums are so tight can't survive for very long. We're going to look back and just, you know, like really be disappointed if we did not take advantage of this.
Well, see, and that's the one thing that is economically driving the fear is fear of loss. And you brought that up earlier on the show because people, you look at what's going on, you see the price of real estate is going up. Some markets right now have actually almost 10% drop in their value. And the thing is that gold and silver, because, you know, like real estate, there is some intrinsic value in the home and it's called appreciation. But again, if you have a mortgage on the property and you don't have it free and clear, it doesn't have the same kind of factor that this has that I'm holding in my hand right now, which is a half dollar that is a pre-1965. In fact,
well,
this,
sure, you know, because keep in mind, in real estate, people don't rarely buy the house outright. They usually take a mortgage. So that means that they're buying the money. They're not buying the home. And that's perfectly fine, especially if rates are conducive. But, you know, what we're seeing is as the rates go up, it is slowing down that availability for a lot of people to make those mortgage payments work within their framework. So it will create a slowdown in the economy. But, you know, look, there are people that are, you know, seeing this and recognize what that means. We got away with murder for a couple of years. And look, we spoiled, I think, almost an entire generation of Americans with artificially low interest rates. And that's all they knew. So now they're experiencing something a little quote normal. And, you know, it's shocking to them that, you know, looking at a 7.5% mortgage rate instead of 3.5% or 4%. But, you know, moving forward, you know, you're going to have people that are going to take an optimistic look at things and a pessimistic look at it no matter what. I think it was George Bernard Shaw said, you need the optimist because he's the guy that builds the airplane, but you need the pessimist because he's the guy that builds the parachute.
You got to love that. Words of wisdom from Fred Dashefsky. Thanks so much for joining us. We're out of time for this segment. Get a hold of Fred right now, uscoincapital.com, 800-878-2646. Fred, thank you so much for joining us. See you again next time.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
To invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.